Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Week three in the National Football League. We got to make picks, and they can't be worse than last week. So let's do it right now. By the way, let me update you on all bets that we have on this show. Since Horowitz was out the last few weeks, McKeon filled in and did a very nice job for him. Compared to what me and Graceffo did. So it's not that tough. In college, on the season through 4 weeks, I'm 5-7 against the spread. Baker Mayfield's biggest fan, James Graceffo, is also 5-7 against the spread. Ben Horowitz / Brian McKeon, so Ben can finally start to like Brian McKeon. Ben is 7-5. How about that, Ben? You're not even here, and you end up being in first place right now.
Which is great, but I'm a little disappointed because had I been here, the record would have been a lot better than that.
You're so arrogant. All right, NFL. This one you may be right on, Ben. You're still in first at 2-4. Myself and Baker Mayfield's biggest fan, James Graceffo, a stinky 1-5. We need preseason. That's what we needed. We should have picked these games in the preseason, Graceffo. So hopefully we can get the start of the regular season right going this week in week three. Now, one more update before the NFL picks. Baseball picks, over-unders. Those were just sent to me as the season's coming to an end. Graceffo, you only got two white, right? You're out of this. Ben Horowitz and myself, both with three right currently. Your two other two, you're not in it. My other two are in it, so I could win it outright instead of having a shared title. Detroit. They're at 63 wins right now, 7 games left. They have to be under 68.5. And Chicago, 8 games left. They have to be over 94.5. They're at 90. So it's going to be close, going to be coming down to the wire. I think I am good right now on Detroit, but I would love to go 5-5. So we shall see on that. All right, let's get to the NFL. Here we go. Week number 3 in the picks. 1 p.m. Eastern later today. Saints at Atlanta. This opened up as a 3.5-point spread in favor of the Falcons. I've seen it go down to as far as 1 point right now. That's what we'll take it as the Falcons are laying 1 point at home. The Saints I've not been impressed with through the first 2 weeks of the season. Atlanta, a very cold game, and then they were able to get the red zone problems fixed in game number 2, but I'm not saying they're fixed entirely yet. Here's what I'll do on this game. I'll lay the 1 point with the home team. I'd like Atlanta to win. I think this is a toss-up as indicated by the spread. It's going to be high scoring. I just like Atlanta. I trust their defense more than the Saints right now. So give me the Saints minus the 1. All right, Ben Horowitz, what you got?
I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole if I was putting my own money on it.
That's why we picked it.
I know that's why you picked it. But my thoughts on it, if I had to put money. Neither of these teams have lived up to what we thought their expectations would be. But with Atlanta a little bit banged up, and I know they're at home, the Saints have traditionally started their season slow the first few games. I see them coming out in Atlanta and making a statement. They're going to have a tough time running the ball. But I'm going to trust Drew Brees with his back up against the wall in a shootout. Give me the Saints, the 1 point, and I'm seeing it at different lines, but I don't care what the line is. The Saints are winning the game outright. It'll probably be by a field goal. I love the Saints.
Graceffo?
I'm taking the Falcons here. The Saints really haven't impressed at any point, and they've been at home. We know tradition speaks that the Saints don't really carry their offense on the road, so... No Devontae, a question mark for Devontae Freeman scares me, but I just think the Saints have been very iffy. You gotta escape the Browns. You get surprised by the Bucks. Give me the Falcons.
See, I hate that we picked the same team again. Eventually, right, a blind squirrel has to find the nut, correct? So hopefully that happens on this one. All right, game number two, a game that I'll be going to right when this show ends, coming up at the top of the hour. I'll be taking the train to South Philadelphia, covering a little Indianapolis Colts and the Philadelphia Eagles. You can follow me on Twitter, at Zach Gill, by the way, if you want to see some post-game video, as we'll get some interviews down there. Eagles, 6.5-point favorite. Carson Wentz returns to Philadelphia. I could see this being a close game. I could see this being a sloppy game because you never know how a quarterback does play coming off an injury. The Eagles banged up at running back, banged up at wide receiver. However, the Eagles at home is extremely tough. The Eagles defense at home plays extremely PO'd. I think this is a team that tries to right the wrong from last week in a game they should have never lost up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they laid an egg and Fitzmagic was rolling in Tampa, getting on the pirate ship. Close, but Eagles pull away at the end, 27-17. I take the EAGLES Eagles, and they will cover the 6.5.
You say the Eagles play well at home, and I'm not going to disagree with you there. My issue with the Eagles in this game is that they're a little banged up. Do they get an emotional lift from having Carson Wentz back? Yes, but we don't know what he's going to look like. It may as well take him a couple games to get back to form. Meanwhile, the Colts come in off of two great defensive showings. I love their performance last weekend. And Andrew Luck with something to prove, who, unlike Carson Wentz, has a healthy receiving core to throw to. I like the Eagles to win the game, but with the number as big as 7, I think the Colts can keep it a close game, somewhere around 24-20. So I'll take the Colts plus the 7.
All right, just 6.5 for the way we're picking it right now.
6.5, give me it.
Even better, right?
Sure.
Graceffo, go ahead.
Horitz and I sharing a brain. Once again, we don't know what to expect from the Colts.
Ben's going to change his pick.
We don't know what to expect from the Eagles health-wise. No Alshon Jeffrey. The running game is in tatters. Wentz is a total question mark. We don't know how he's going to come out of the gate. Once again, the Colts are the healthier team. I think they're going to be in the game the whole way.
All right. Graceffo takes the Colts, getting the 6.5. Game number three, Oakland traveling to Miami. That risky West Coast team going to East Coast team for a 1 p.m. game. The Dolphins are 2-0. I don't think they're as good as their record indicates right now. Now, I'm not a fan of the Oakland Raiders. John Gruden is an idiot for getting rid of Khalil Mack. We all know that. And then a few weeks later saying, it's impossible to get a really good pass rusher in this league. So tough to get. You had the guy in your backyard and you didn't want to pay him. You didn't want to meet his contract demands. Derek Carr improved last week. Everyone's bashing the Raiders, the Raiders, the Raiders, and deservingly so. But I think the praise for Miami is a little too premature. Miami, 3-point favorites, given 3 points at home. I like the Raiders to get their first victory of the season, getting 3. They're going to cover the spread. They're going to win this game outright. I like Oakland plus the 3.
This time I'm sharing a brain with you because I can't stand the thought of possibly sharing the brain with Graceffo again. I think that Miami right now is getting more praise than they deserve. I don't think they're a very good football team. Sometimes a blind squirrel finds its nut. I think in this game, they're going to feed Marshawn Lynch the ball.
Beast mode.
Which they haven't done enough in their first two games. Control the clock and then hit a couple big plays with Derek Carr to Amari Cooper, which will get them by. I think that Ryan Tannehill is going to have a bad game. I don't know if they're going to try to run the ball, but ultimately it's going to come down to Tannehill making the difference. And give me Derek Carr over Ryan Tannehill. So give me Oakland plus the 3.
Are we all on the Raiders?
We are. You know, I hate to use the phrase trap game, especially when it's a 1 o'clock West Coast team going to face the team at 1 o'clock with a short turnaround. But the Dolphins are maybe looking ahead to the Patriot game the next week. They're 2-0. They might be reading the press clippings like Adam Gase might be, you know, trying to change the culture the best way you can, not trying to look ahead. But you gotta look ahead a little. You're playing the Patriots. You got a shot to be 3-0. You're going to New England the next week. The Raiders are a desperate team. The same way all these 0-2 teams are desperate, the Raiders are just as desperate as everyone. So give me the Raiders.
We're all on the Raiders. To recap the picks, here we go. +3 with the Oakland Raiders. Myself, Horowitz, Graceffo. Indianapolis at Philadelphia. I am on an island, not Revis Island, but I'm on an island. Laying the 6.5 with the EAGLES Eagles. Horowitz, Graceffo taking the Colts +6.5. And then the first game, I take the Falcons -1. Graceffo takes the Falcons -1. And Ben Horowitz takes the Saints, getting the 1 point on the road. Did we get that all right? All good?
Believe so. I'm all in on the underdogs. 3 underdogs this week.
So your favorite player is Jason Kelce now?
Yep.
You would take Jason Kelce on the Giants offensive line.
I would take Jason Kelce. Jeez. You kidding me? I'd take James Graceffo right now on the Giants offensive line.
I'm telling you, Graceffo could play guard. I could play tackle. You'll put Belletti. Belletti's a center. Marco's a center. You have 3 offensive linemen right there. Be better than Eric Flowers, I'll tell you that.
And I'll play either with 3 or put me, you know, give me 2 traffic cones, you know, instead of Flowers and
a turnstile
and Omame
at Penn Station.
My God.
Basically. The Giants' offensive line stinks. They're so bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.